up, everyone? It's Eric Vessels with Tactiful. I am the Chief Experience Officer, CXO, here at Tactiful. Welcome back to Tactiful Tuesdays, episode 4. We're getting some episodes in the book, and I'm super glad to have my good friend Andrew Gunn with me, who is the Director of Production Solutions Enablement Americas at Fujifilm. Andrew,
there you go.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here again.
So you are, in your profile, it says you're leading production print on demand sales enablement for the Americas. So tell me, first of all, I want to hear about that. But first, I want to hear about a little bit about your journey in the industry, your background, et cetera. Like, what are a lot of people know you? You've been around the industry. I've known you for a really long time. But give folks that may not know you as well a little bit of your background and your journey in the industry.
Yeah. Again, you nailed it. I'm head of our print-on-demand solutions and enablement. I've got, it's a fancy speak for kind of product marketing, right? So we're helping do that, but also deploying. I also run a team that deploys technology or print-on-demand solutions to our customers in U.S., Canada, and Latin America. I've kind of grown up in the industry. I started out, working in Toronto for Xerox, spent some time going to Creo Color Servers. I managed that for the Americas for a few years, and then came back to Xerox in 2009, where I spent the next 15 years running various, product marketing for their production lines of business. Got into the embellishment piece. I'm getting to the good stuff, that we're going to talk about. I got into the embellishments as we evolved the solutions there, the workflow, hardware, key applications in and around the 2014, 2015 timeframe. It just kind of, snowballed into finding out my real passion was for, not just extending the footprint of digital, but the digital embellishments was something that I saw as that is the next kind of there, if you will. We spent time together at Troop 2016, would kind of take off from there. And we're in a place where growth is needed. There's hope. There's all that. And then when you bring in the automation story, the AI story, we're seeing digital embellishments just going into hyperdrive right now, and we're looking at the companies like Tactiful who are, they're the leader of the pack that set the pace, right? So, we think that with all the great things that we've got going on at Fujifilm, and I made the shift to Fujifilm in March, I'm super happy over here, and it's fantastic. It's been a fantastic journey, but, I'm very, very excited about the next kind of, 18 months to 5 years are going to look like, because this is going to get, again, it's going to, we're democratizing all these things, digital print, digital embellishments. And what I love is I love the collaboration that you see. So as I always say, Tactiful is that straw that stirs the drink. So it's good to be here on your platform.
Yeah, man. We like to think that. We like to think of ourselves as connectors, educators.
Yeah.
Obviously a bit of a new role for me, but it's also very familiar having that role of sort of being a connector and
yeah.
We were saying before we started recording, hey, we know this person over here. You should talk to them. You should talk to them. And I think that's
exactly
one of the things that's really a strength in our industry is that networking. Then, I mean, the point of what we just talked about, we've been around a while, but both you and I have been around a while. But the more important point is that we're passionate about growing print, growing digital print, growing digital print embellishments. And you said something that's really important, and we focus on this all the time. I'm glad you used the word democratizing.
Yeah.
Because I think, as you know, right, we're in a consolidating industry.
Yep.
Print shipments go down, number of establishments go down. So how do we counter that? Well, maybe we counter that by making it easier for people to create the stuff that gets printed as output.
I agree. Yeah, and making it accessible, right? So I think that's one of the cool things that about Tactiful, and I'm not just saying that because, you're my buddy.
You're on my podcast.
I'm extremely, I by nature am curious. Right. So that curiosity is like, well, where do I go to find these things? How do I do it? It's so difficult. I mean, ChatGPT is not going to help me always. And it's going to, Google's going to come up dry or empty. So what you guys are doing is on your platform is you're telling me where to go. You're telling me how to do it. You're making it easy.
Right.
I use the term democratizing digital embellishments, but it's even more than that. It's like taking the boogeyman out of it, taking the fear out of it. Right. And, how do we not only make it accessible, but how do we automate it, right? And I think that's a big thing that we're kind of going to do. And I think it's so important for OEMs who are creating these fantastic platforms to create the output. It's so important for you guys that, like you call it, that connective tissue to help us kind of get there. And I know that Fujifilm, and I'll say this with 100% certainty, is that Fujifilm really needs to work with Tactiful, but everybody else does because as we mentioned, in previous conversations, we need to collaborate, but it's so important because with rising tides, all the boats rise. little bit cliche, but it's it does ring true. And it's you know, for me, it's a very visceral thing. Is like I say, if I'm going to be successful, I want to make sure that everybody else is going to be successful with these digital embellishments, because at the end of the day, it makes us all better in both life, but also in business.
Absolutely. And that's a great segue, because I want to talk a little bit more about what Fujifilm's role is in shaping that future of print, digital print embellishment. Like,
yeah,
give us some kind of peeks. I know we're nearing year in, so we may want to talk about some things, but we may, what's coming?
Well, look, I mean, yeah, look, we spent time at Drupa and at Printing United together. You know, we kind of gave a little peek behind the curtain at both those shows. But yeah, I mean, our at Fujifilm, our digital embellishment capabilities are going to literally triple overnight. Next week, you'll be a global announcement that there's two new products that we're welcoming into the Revoria family, right? So we've got the Revoria PC1120, which is, you know, 120 pages per minute, you know, fully digital embellished, you know, blinged out device. It's a known commodity industry.
Yeah.
We're coming out with our EC2100 and our other 285, which will both be fifth color enablement, digital embellishment capable devices. So like I say, if you're tripling anything in your portfolio, or as I call it, your digital platform, you better make sure you're partnering with the right people and getting that story out there, because you're going to need the help, right? So we've got some great stuff that we're coming out with that's going to complement, you know, our 1120 with some products that are going to be a little more accessible to people who might not have the budget to get into a $200,000 solution. So we're creating more economies of scale.
Nice.
And right sizing that digital platform that I call.
Awesome. Yeah. Talk to me a little about the Aspire program you guys have.
Yeah, no. So the Aspire program is our business development program where, you know, let me back up. It's our business development program, but one of the things that we notice is that when customers come into our graphics innovation hub in Chicago, or as I call it, my second home, they'll look at some of the output and they'll be like, this is fantastic. And then they'll look at the designer and be like, do you know how to do this? And usually it's like, nope. So that's like, you know, we need to fix that. So our Aspire program is going to be where we do monthly training sessions with, frankly, you know, a really group of industry smart people, these graphic designers, to come in and create magic with these digital embellishments, right? We did a call yesterday with Sabine Lenz from PaperSpecs, and she's got her fantastic PaperSpecs Unboxed virtual event where I said to people, you know, I probably presented to 200 people yesterday, and I said, hey, if you're interested in coming to our Aspire training, shoot me a note and I'll make sure to send you the link. I probably got over 200 emails saying, I want to learn how you are doing what you talked about. But then it just dawns on you, though, Eric, and I'm kind of being a tad verbose here, but you got the time.
Okay.
It does dawn on you that, you know, you, me, Tactiful, Fujifilm, also all the others, you know, it's our responsibility. It's our obligation to make sure that you're upskilling them. Because if you're going to go out there, with the technology, you need to be responsible for making sure, hey, here's the roadmap and how you do, because you don't want to just say we print shiny stuff. We print and design world-class applications that are going to put this industry, you know, in this, you know, call it the Industrial Revolution 4.0. We need to make sure we're leading that, Industrial 4.0 revolution, if you will. So long-winded answer, but yeah, we're excited with about the Aspire program, because there's also other tools in there that will help them for marketing their stuff that they're getting off our technology to their customers. So how can we help them, you know, get a better return on investment? So it's a multi-prong program.
Yeah, that's a great, I mean, that sounds like a great program, and it fits really nicely in us working together, because that's a lot of what we do with a lot of trainings, right?
You will be a part of it. Like I said, you're in the ground floor, because like I say, you guys are the straw that stirs the drink, right? So we got to make sure that we're playing there.
Yeah. And community is really important too, because you mentioned Sabine, right? I saw you at PaperSpecs Live in Chicago. What a great event. And that was all about design, how to design, how to figure it out. And as you know, there's a great segue, because what I want to talk about now is, like, talk a little bit about trends. We spoke before we sort of recorded that there were some frustrating sentences that we always hear. And we did a study with what they think, and we outlined five obstacles to development, right? And there are a lot of what you talked about. We don't know how to market it. My customers aren't asking for that. We don't do that.
Well, that you just so okay. That's one right there. You just stumbled upon it. You did a good job of calling it out. The most frustrating sentence to me in the English language, but also one that also once you get over the frustration, the most promising or biggest opportunity is when a customer says, or anybody or prospect says, my customers aren't asking for that. It's right. like, and then you got to pick yourself up and you got to say, let me help you. Let me show you the way, right? Let me show you that you can make more money at it. Let me show you that it's easy to do. And let me show you that this is the way the industry is going to go. And you know, as I say, take the boogeyman out of it.
So it's a classic marketing problem though, right? Like, why would your customers not know, or why would they not ask for that? Because they don't know that it's capable. Like, you're
right. Right. Yeah. Like I say, it's quite a visceral thing when you have somebody say that to you. But like I said, you got to get right back up and you got to be like, okay, let me help you. I'm going to put my arm around you. We're going to work together. We're going to get you to the, like I said, I mentioned the there, there, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's what we noticed. And that's what came out of the studies. It's what's in a lot of our training, is those key obstacles, you know, is marketing, is sales, is pricing.
Yes.
Yeah. Enormous one, right? Because there's a lot of opportunity for, you know, great margins with digital embellishment, for sure. And that's been the case for a lot of digital printing, you know, for a lot of years. It's a way to not commoditize it. So how do you continue to make that not a commodity? It's all in how you position it. It's all in how how you price it, how you sell it. There's so much, we see so much money being left on the table right now. It's crazy. It's a very, very large part of our training is to teach people. And what's funny about it is they doubt us, and we had a beta customer. We're just like, this should be the price of that piece. And the sales, like, well, we're not going to be able to get it. We'll buy you a bottle of scotch if you don't get that price for it. The sales people back, and they're like, they didn't push back at all. Why?
Because what kind of scotch?
What's that?
What kind of scotch?
I forget I would have bought bourbon, as you know. I wouldn't have bought scotch.
I was going to say your bourbon. I'll take the Johnny Walker Blue, though.
But we didn't lose, right? We had to buy no scotch because they came back and they're like, oh, they didn't push back at all. Why did they not push back? Because
you're right.
It's
when you show, like I said, with the old, it's the old classic of Steve Jobs would say, right? Like you could show them what they asked for, but you got to give them what they need.
Exactly.
And, well,
Henry Ford kind of coined it.
Well, yeah. If they wanted something, they asked for a faster horse.
Faster horse.
Yeah.
Like, they'll give them, show them the value of the car. And go ahead.
Oh, you really need to, because I do know that, you don't like embellishments. You love embellishments,
yeah.
Right? And I don't care what anybody says. The second that they see their name in lights or otherwise, you know, anything embellished, they're like, I want that.
Right. Or more importantly, once they feel their name in lights, right?
Or once they feel it, and that's
like,
just
when you get in your hands and you're just like, whoa, wow, right?
Yeah.
That's, I think it was an eye tracking study that we did. I don't want to get this wrong, but I'm pretty sure that it's right. Is like the first test, this is in packaging, is do they see it? And digital embellishments can make you see it. The second test is, do they feel it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because once you pick a product up, very unlikely that you're going to put it back. You've basically made the person decision by the time it's in your hand.
Agreed. Yeah, it's you're right. It becomes this tactile, emotional, visceral thing where you don't want to put down. And we were showing a customer an example. Actually, sorry, we were showing you know, the hundreds of designers yesterday some stuff that we were doing using clear over metallic ink. And the crazy thing was that people were saying, I can't put it down because I don't know what I'm looking at. It's like, is this a specialty coating? Is it in the design? Did Andrew spill his water on this sample? I was like, And the whole thing is that it's the greatest question that humankind has ever asked. And to me, that's, you know, why?
Why?
Right. And I think that digital embellishments keep you coming back because you want to learn the why and the how.
Next question, we've already kind of gotten into this, but maybe this will spur something. But the next question I had was how businesses differentiate themselves today. And I think we've already sort of been talking about that, right? It's like, offer something that they're not going to have. We always tell people in a lot of our trainings too, is like, when you print CMYK, print it embellished on the back or on the opposing side. So
yes.
Right now they're just like, whoa, wait, we want that one.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Like, how you stand out in a crowded space, right? We can show you, we can bring you there. But again, I think it comes back to tactful operating in a meaningful, what's the word I want to use?
Awesome.
Well, there's that. But like, it's a very like crowd-backed, purposeful, deliberate. That's what I'm looking for. It's a very deliberate way of doing things, right? So, and like, here's the thing, you're not pushing people along, you're willing them along, right? Because we gotta do that. So
yeah,
that's what I like about you guys, man.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's what I liked about what I was watching Kevin doing when I was still at What They Think. It's what I love about being involved in it is there's a bigger purpose, a higher purpose. And we had that same thing at What They Think, right? Our first question always was, how does this help the industry? And the second question, which was asked pretty quickly after the first, is how do we make money doing it?
Well, and we got, yeah, we, yeah, lead, the leader of the pack sets the pace. Don't say do, right? But you said, Kevin, actually, I'm going to see Kevin next week up at Marco in Minneapolis.
You're going to see me.
And you're going to be there. I didn't know that.
I'm going to be there. We're doing the dog and pony. We're doing, me and Kevin are doing the 1-2 punch. Yeah, we're going to be up. I'm glad you mentioned that because I didn't want to forget to talk about it. There's an open house.
I hang out with the cool kids then. All right. I like
it. For sure. We're coming, man. We're doing our thing. So yeah, up at Marco Technologies. It's in the Minneapolis area. It's next week, Thursday, December 12th. I know there's links all over. We will, this video will run you are watching this on a Tuesday. So the open is on a Thursday, still time to register. We'll try to put a link down there. But yeah, there's going to be some sessions. We're going to talk about how to be successful with digital embellishments. Some of our normal stuff will be there and be available. And yeah, looking forward.
I think I get to introduce you guys, I think.
I hope so.
I think I'm leading it off with the Revore, the PC Revore 1120, why customers are going to, you know, want to hear more about the technology. And then I think in there, obviously, is leading with, you know, better for color, better automation, better digital embellishments, better return on investment. I believe I'm introing you guys. So
that'd be awesome.
I might have to get that bottle of Johnny Walker Blue.
Man, I got bourbon. I don't have scotch. You know, for people that know me really well, I'm a known scotch hater.
I did know you were a bourbon guy. Yeah. I will, this piece of advice though, bring a coat because I don't know if you heard, this is coming from a Canadian. It's cold.
I mean, in Ohio, it's 20 degrees, but I'm expecting to be five or single digits or something. I don't think I've got this really cool tactical jacket, but I may have to upgrade that thing.
Is it sparkly?
Before we get out of here, what's that?
No, I said, is it sparkly?
It's actually not embellished. This just has a white logo on it. We need to talk about that. My shirts are embellished with my sparkly name on the back.
You're
starting United. So two questions before I let you go.
Sure.
These are kind of a little quirky and different. As you know, like Tactful Tuesdays is sort of, we're taking over the Taco Tuesdays and giving it some flavor. I want to know what's a key piece of business advice that you would give for, like, what's the big thing that you've learned in all of your career that you think is foundational to being successful in any kind of business?
That's a good question. And I think about it every day. And I look back, you know, and I remember what my dad told me. You know, my dad would say to me, find out what you love, get good at it, commit to it, and the world will see that you're good and you'll be successful.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Oh, that's so good, man. It gave me chills.
Yeah.
That's the old, like, do what you love and the money will follow, right? Like, don't waste that. Like, find your niche and you can be successful and make money. Wow. What great advice. Such good advice. And it could take you some time to find that. You know, I've got a 16-year-old son and he's kind of in that, like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, bro, I'm 55 and I still don't know what I'm going to do. Like, just keep exploring. It's fine. Like, just go.
And begin, so there, that's the foundation though, but then there's like, you know, there's the sort of splinter disciplines of, you know, be curious. And I call, you know, the four B's: be curious, be brief, be bright, be gone. Right. And like I say, and by that is just, you know, be quick, get to the point, be smart. And like I say, you'll be successful. And then just stick to your guns.
Curious is so good, man.
Yeah.
It's actually curiosity is one of my favorite things. I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's a key element that I look for in people that I want to work with, that I want to work for or have worked for me or around me. It's like, are they curious? Like that, are they going to, is there a sense of like, I want to figure that out, or is it just okay to let it sit?
And no,
I'm not comfortable around people that let it sit. You know what I mean?
It's okay to ask questions, right?
Absolutely.
If you ask questions, you know, I think there's a fine line between asking questions and questioning, right? So I think that when you ask questions, it's okay to say, I don't know, right? Because you're going to get, you get dialogue going, you become a better version of yourself, right? And I think that, you want to surround yourself with like people like that are like that, not sedentary people who just want to remain, you know, in neutral and, you know, just sit back and, you know, run the clock down, right?
This might have gotten missed and I want to bring it back. because it struck me. There's a very big difference between asking questions and questioning. That is really freaking profound, because think about it. Questioning something has a negative connotation.
Like, well, yeah, I'm offended because I feel like you're questioning me.
You're
chipping
at it. You're tearing it down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But asking a question is seeking knowledge and wisdom. You're like, I want to know more, but tell me more about that.
Exactly.
Instead of, that going to work, or that's not going to work, or what, you know.
Yeah.
And
sometimes you do need to preface it too, right? Say, hey, look, I'm just letting you know I'm asking questions. I think this is a very cool topic. I want to learn more versus like, so tell me. But you know, so you got to kind of put it up front.
Why do you think that's going to work?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like you don't want to turn it into a punitive exercise. You want to make it so that it's a hopefully rewarding thing. Right.
That's such good stuff. Well, Andrew, man, it's been really fun. These tend to be damn near half hour hangouts, but it's all good. We can clip them up and put little inspirational stuff on LinkedIn or whatever. But episode 4 in the books, Andrew Gunn from Fujifilm, my buddy. I will see you next week at the open house.
Look forward to it.
Thank you for joining us and telling us more. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about Fujifilm and a lot more about Fujifilm and Tactiful Software Solutions working together. Thanks, my man.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.